December 26, 2010, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Sunday after Christmas, Saturday. Brother Matt, how you doing?
Good, very good.
Let's see, we started off with Impressions Live, John Coltrane along with Eric Dolphy, 1961. I think in Sweden? Either Sweden or Denmark. And then we heard Loud Fast Rules by the Stimulators. Something from New York City in the old days.
Pretty cool.
Punk, I guess maybe late 70s, early 80s. The drummer was Harley Flanagan. He's 12 years old. Which you just
wow.
heard there.
Man.
Which brings us to our guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah, what a segue. Welcome to Nick. Nick Aguilar.
Hey, Mike.
Young Pedro musician here, representing the future here of our musical scene.
Stick man with the beaten hand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
See, I'm impressed. Nick's, you said you're in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
So it's Christmas vacation. He's right. Got a big old book he's reading. Check out that book he's reading for his vacation entertainment.
Yeah. My class rides. A band could be your life.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is in a song that D. Boone sings, but nothing against D. Boone, but he didn't write that. I couldn't, the bass line was too difficult, so. Actually, I've been just asked to go to a school. I think it's going to be January 16th, the day before I go on tour with Stooges, and teach them a Stooges song and a Minuteman song, and that's
Pigeon.
The that's song they asked for was History Lesson.
Check out what I got for Christmas.
That's a nice
here.
Song.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't give
that's
it to me?
That's the label of Double Nickels.
Yeah. You know who gives it to me?
No.
My mom.
Your mom.
Pretty darn
that's
cool,
right.
Huh?
Yeah, Brother Matt, yeah, for you people with the words I view only, he's wearing a T-shirt that's the label Well, one of the four labels on the Double Nickels on the Dime Double album. And it's the one with
Classic Anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D. Boone's hand.
I think it was green on white.
Yeah, yeah.
That's black on white.
Is it Punk Rock Fish Store downtown now? Bad Fish? Something like that.
I think it's got records and clothes.
Yeah. It got all kinds of stuff in there.
Is there fish in there?
It got some cool tanks, it looks like. I don't know if they sell them, but looked in there. It's pretty
Mike
cool.
Brady had that Two Cats thing on 7th Street. Uh-huh. That's his place now.
Well, right on,
he's
Mike
actually
Brady.
From cool. the Hill, I think, uh-huh. but makes the Hell Ride.
Making something happen.
Down to Pedro. He's been in Pedro a while, you know, that 7th Street, like uh-huh. I said. In fact, Dose played that Two Cats once, kind of like an art gallery. Uh-huh. And then there was a show going on while we did the gig of flyers from the old days, which I never kept any of all those Minuteman flyers I made. I made like 40 or 50 of them out of pieces of newspaper. I never thought of keeping any of them.
Yeah, who'd have thunk?
Anyway, so Brother Matt is impressed. Nick?
Yep.
That you're on vacation, you're reading. What's that about?
Well, I honestly don't really like to read that much, but when it's something like I'm really interested in, like reading about bands that I enjoy, and it's really a good page turner that I really like reading a lot. Mostly reading the Minor Threat, the Black Flag, and the Minutemen sections. It's a really good book.
Yeah, Michael did that. They weren't really talking about those days a lot. I remember there was something on the PBS, I think, about Sex Pistols to Nirvana and like nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like ridiculous. And Michael's one of the first people to start talking about those days.
But when it was starting to happen and going to those shows, you could sense there was something magical and cool. And some people had some foresight to document some stuff, like Marty's got all kinds of pictures now. Marty Lyons, Dave Markey.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Markey got some righteous films.
Yeah.
But
not me. I was a fucking idiot. I didn't say any of that. We were all in the moment. I just never thought
you're
of that.
You're giving
stuff.
Them all something to do.
And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Well, it's all right. It's all right. I mean, we were honest about it. And didn't know how long it could last. You know, it's just tried our hardest. And everything that went in those days has gone into making me what I am today. I have to write a foreword for there's a book version of We Jam Mikado coming out.
Right, yeah. Well,
I got forward,
check that. So Keith was about by it. The other day.
That's right. Got some pictures and stuff. Yeah, I visited with Marty Lyon. So anyway, you're interested in this book.
Yeah.
So that's why you're reading it.
Uh-huh.
Now, what makes you interested in this book?
Because it's just mostly the bands I like to listen to.
Oh, so you're into music.
Yeah.
When did you get into music?
Well, I got into music when I was probably about 5, and it was because my dad was playing Rush on his in his car, and I really got hooked on it. The first song I heard was New
Talk
World.
Talk about the band from Canada?
Yeah. It was the song was called New World Man, and I like started singing along to it, and I really liked it. And then they were my first concert that I saw. I think the year was 2007. Then I saw them another time, and those were some really good concerts that I went to.
2007? Then it was some time after you started singing in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're how old now?
13.
Yeah. So you saw that gig when you were 10?
Yeah, if I remember. I was 10.
So you were singing that Rush song for 5 years?
Mostly.
See, I'm giving you a little math quiz here. No vacation. No recess.
When did you get your first drum set?
Well, I was going to get into that, yeah.
Yesterday.
When did you think about just go from listening to music to make it?
Well, the real story was when I first started to play drums, my dad.
Did you want to be that Rush drummer?
He's one of my favorites, Neil Peart, or Pert, as most people call him. Yeah, I really wanted to be like him, but I really got into drums when my dad's friend who lived down the alleyway, he had a drum set in his garage, and I started playing on it. I said, Dad, I want to do that. So for Christmas, when I was 10, I'm trying to remember. Well, 3 years from yesterday is when I started playing drums. So like 3 years exactly yesterday.
After that Rush gig Christmas or before the Rush gig?
It was after that Rush gig.
Okay. So you got to see the man play.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
So what would have been?
Where was it at?
It was at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine.
So it was kind of small, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you far away?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think I was in the loge section, kind of like in the middle of the lodge or whatever people call it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good light show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a lot of green lights going everywhere. It was pretty cool.
You have a lot of pieces in his drum set?
Yeah. I think he has like, I don't know, probably more than 30.
Did that set in the alleyway have 30 pieces?
Not really.
Okay.
What if
you still wanted to hop on and ride?
Yeah.
Did he play? Did you watch him play?
Yeah.
It's your dad's buddy, huh? Jam buddy?
Well,
did he play
yeah.
him or did he just had him sitting in the garage?
No, he played him. He was a bass player, though.
Oh.
And he had a son who played guitar, and he was really good. I used to play with him, but then I moved away. But right now, I'm jamming with this guy. His name's Victor Peta. He's 19 years old, and he's into a lot of punk music. He usually likes to listen to Black Flag and the Circle Jerks, and that's the music that we usually kind of cover. He's really good, too. But
when you first got on those drums, would you try to play the Rush?
I kind of just tried to play the stuff that they played because I wasn't even as nearly as good as the drummer from Rush.
Yeah, well, you were just starting. Did you get lessons?
I played by myself for about 6 months, and then I got lessons like 6 months until I was playing drums. It was at Gray School of Music.
Oh, yeah. Feeling.
Yeah.
You were still playing the kit?
Yeah.
Or did you have your own yet?
No, I had my own. I got my first drum set on Christmas, like from yesterday. So.
3 years ago yesterday.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are some of your other musical highlights?
Well, let me just tell you, like Rush wasn't kind of like the only band that I kind of got into. It was mostly, that was what I usually listened to. I listened to a lot of classic rock, like Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. I don't really listen to Zeppelin as much as I used to, but now I still listen to a lot of Black Sabbath because they're kind of still like the metal band that I feel like put it out there.
So what Sabbath album you like?
My favorite one is probably either going to be Paranoid or their debut one. Because the songs on that are just, like, long and heavy, and just the lyrics, like, are awesome. And I got into punk mostly because of the Minutemen. Because I saw you play the first time I saw you play, Mike, was in May 2009. It was, like, a couple days after my birthday. It was with the Missing Men at D Piazza, and I just got hooked on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Pete
so
gave
you hadn't heard punk before that?
Not really. And then Pete gave me
just old rock.
Yeah. Then,
wow.
Because that was my dad wasn't doing.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then Pete gave me your opera, The Second Man's Mole Stand. He gave me double.
Pete Mason's an organ player for Second Man.
Yeah. He gave me the MC5, Kick Out the Jams. I was into that. That's what got me into them too. And then Double Nickels on the Dime. And then, yeah, then that's when I played Picnic, Say No Picnic, the Minutemen song with you.
What about your friends at school, like Victor there? He knows punk.
Well, I got him, I would have never even met him if it wasn't for my friend Brandon, because he lives by him. And then, like, my friend Brandon told him that I played with you, and he thought that was really cool. So then we started playing.
Oh, no, you should talk about that. Right, Brother Man?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well,
Whoa.
I'm trying to think.
It was at D Piazza's, right?
Yeah, it was at D Piazza, and then that's when
how
I was
in
the punk. How long ago? That was about a year ago. It was in November. It was November. It was November.
Hey, Jeff, welcome aboard.
Jeff has arrived on the scene.
Big Nick, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He's given the
report.
A story of his music rock.
Yeah. So.
And this is the first time he got on stage and played with me and the Second Men, right?
Yeah. That was like...
We did a Minutemen song, right?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at DiPiazza's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I thought I did pretty good that night. I was like nervous out of my mind, though. Just like seeing the way Jerry played with you guys, I was like, wow. I got really freaked out.
Yeah, your pop had asked me, hey, how about let Nick aboard?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, yeah, man, if he's into it. Didn't know what it would be like. But then you got up there. What was it? This Ain't No Picnic?
Yeah.
And then, so some other times.
Yeah, there was a time with the Missing Man at Harold's when I got in there.
And that was some other songs.
One of those fake mustaches to get into these places.
That's another story that I don't really want to get into.
Didn't he do Little Man?
They were
Man?
Closed yeah. for a little while.
Little Man,
license suspended, but they're back.
What happened?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I just was pedaling by there, and problems. It was closed. And then I pedaled by there a few days later.
Yeah, I played Little Man with a Gun in His Hand and the Glory Man. That was like the favorite time I probably played.
So he's played with two of my trios.
Yeah.
So you got a pretty big repertoire?
A little bit.
I think you did Anxious Mofo.
No, I never did that one.
No,
yet.
With the Missing Man?
Uh-uh.
What'd you do? Gloria Man?
Yeah, Gloria Man. That one.
And Little Man with a Gun in His Hand.
Yeah. Cool. I learned that song.
And I think once you might have done Picnic, no?
Yeah. No, not with them.
Tom Watson never learned it.
Yeah. Never did?
No.
Yeah. Me and Victor have been trying to, like, play some
Minutemen. Mix them up. Yeah. I mix it up. But maybe, what, four times?
Probably about five or six, maybe. There was that time at the Tri Art Second
right.
One. That was cool.
So, yeah. Been on stage a bunch with
yeah, me, very cool.
My trios.
Yeah, I've seen him. I saw him at the Tri Arts. I saw him at Harold's maybe more than once.
Probably.
At Harold's. But anyway.
I was only played there
I think
once
one was Harold's. Missing Man and one was Second Man at Harold's.
No, it was only.
Really?
It was only Harold's.
Then it's Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. It was only Long Beach at the Second Man.
A couple times, though.
Yeah, that was probably like three.
Three times.
He smokes, man.
Yeah, he rocks. Rocks. So what are the other people at school listen to?
They, I was like kind of the only person, like, who a little people knew classic rock, but they didn't listen to it that much because of their parents, and they've heard of the bands and stuff, but... No one has ever really heard of punk until, like, my friend, I showed my, like, there's only one kid who really listens to it a lot with me. His name is, my friend Brandon. You remember him?
Yeah, you mean young kids at your school don't listen to punk music?
No, not really. They listen to more of the mainstream. If they listen to rock or anything, it's, like, mainstream. It's never anything older.
What's mainstream?
Kind of like Linkin Park and Nickelback and bands like those. Yeah.
So you get to be like a pioneer turning them on to cool new
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, technically.
How do you do it? What do you listen to the records? You listen
yeah,
to
I listen to records. Well, like, yeah, I listen to like a lot of the old Minutemen stuff. I don't know.
You jam along? You got the kit right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I got
it
with my headphones and I just play along with them. And another one of my favorite punk bands has to be Black Flag because I've been getting into them a lot.
Robo. And Billy Stevenson.
Yeah, he's
and last
so old.
Was Anthony.
Yeah,
for a little time
Bill
they
Stevenson
had Chuck Biscuits and
That was on that one album. He only
Chuck
played
ain't on any albums.
He's not?
No,
he
had recorded all of Slip It In with him, but it was never released. And Emile's only on the TV Party single. And then the first 45 had a guy named Migdal.
The drummer for the Circle Jerks, Lucky, first one, yeah, he was really good. Just the way, because I saw clips from the Decline of the Western Civilization movie, that punk documentary.
That's fun.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
Just, yeah, on YouTube. Oh my God, that was just when I saw them play. That's when I like fell in love with the Circle Jerks. Yeah. Just the way Keith Morris, the way he like moved on stage and the way he just looked at you. Yeah, that look in
his
eyes.
He's got a new band called Off.
Off, yeah, they're good. Dimitri. I saw them.
I got to play some more. I think I played one song on the show. I'll play another one. But let's play some music right now.
Alright.
You know I never got along with your friends, cause they were too fucking jealous of the fact that I was the one who made you mellow. I don't blame you, babe, but let's just get it clear, you're not my girl. I'm gonna run away from your pathetic submission. Gonna try to explain to you just a mission, mission. Who you like to play? Well, I'm not a fool, game, you're not my girl. And you will never be my girl if you don't stop this thing. I just gotta like you, babe. Gotta wait for your parents, how you fight and never stop. Your lack of respect will take your place and have you lost your way. We'll find it somewhere else, you're not my girl. Why can't you see that I don't care about your hair? Doesn't matter if you're right inside your feet like a brick. Your mental health is not to go for it. Make me sick. You're turning out a stupid girl, you're dumb. And you will never be my girl. Like you change your stupid face. And you will never be my girl. You be stuck talking bullshit. I just gotta like you, babe. Well, I just gotta like you, baby. I just gotta like you, baby. Girl, you know, we never got along cause you were such a bore. And I just need some action, I don't really know. How could you ever think I was your boy? Cause you will never be my girl. Let you change those stupid faces. And you will never be my girl. If you don't stop talking bullshit, I just gotta like you, babe. I just gotta like you, babe. I just gotta like you, babe. Just get away, just tell me something. Babe, just get away, just get out of my sight. Yeah, I think I wanna tell you something. Just get away, just away, just get away.
Gods of love, paranoia, tears the hole. Cool it down, swallow. Don't in no time to corrosion of the mind. Get entrance to the doors and just tend to whine. There's back more lines than it could fit in. Found a chemical balance and the sun got dim.
Self-evident that all men are created equal.
Pedro show. We just heard some music. Start off with You Will Never Be My Girl by the Fuck Rock Band. I think they're from Madrid. And Piss Off You Loser by Miho Wada. I think she lives in New Zealand. And then Stick Fishing by Sergeant Baker and the Clones. He's in Providence, Rhode Island. Skipper Jeff, you got a story?
Oh, Nick was asking me if I was a fan of Black Flag, and I just said, well, man, I got a story about the first time I heard him. I just got a job at the LA Weekly. I just moved down from Seattle, and it was total culture shock. You know, LA Weekly was full of, like, you know, just a lot of punkers and hippies. And my first day on the job, 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody passes me a joint and asks me if I wanted a mixed drink. And I'm like, what? Holy. They didn't, the person that had hired me from long distance, I'd interviewed, and I got the call, yeah, come on down. Well, she'd had a nervous breakdown, was nowhere to be found. They go, well, we guess we can put you to work. And then this cute punk rock girl, Robin, comes bopping across the office. You know, I was kind of eyeing her. And she just puts the headphones on me. I think it was Rise Above or something. Just, you know, with her Walkman. And I was like, whoa! I'd never heard anything that intense. Hardcore is the word.
You know? That was the first Black Flag song I heard. It was from a video game, actually. It was a Tony Hawk game.
Skate soundtrack.
Yeah, skate games.
I met him. He's pretty tall.
Yeah.
They got a picture of Black Flag playing on the steps at Pedro High.
They played at lunchtime. In fact, the girl who put on the show got suspended for doing it.
Yeah, they were never welcome back.
Okay, fucked up time.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, punk was not so embraced. Yeah.
Was it like
didn't
almost...
have a big nurturing hug.
Quite a trailblazer.
Were like all the SST bands almost like kicked out of the Whiskey? Like they were banned from there, but the Fear got Minutemen back in one time?
No, they got us in there the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to play there. We were told we were a violent SST band, so
Jesus.
Then Fear asked us to open up.
Yeah, they have like that punk sound, but not so angry.
I don't know. It's pretty angry. You know, let's have a war.
Yeah.
You know, almost kind song, or we destroy the family, or
TV party.
Camp, no, it's Black Flag.
That was Black Flag.
Oh,
make it
oh, you're talking here now. Okay, yeah.
TV Party was kind of a comedy song.
Yeah, that song was funny.
That was the one that got a lot of airplay for them on the K-Rock, Rodney and all
Rodney
that.
Rodney would play a lot of Black Flag on Sundays.
Yeah.
He was a good cat about that.
I've been listening to the song Slipping In a lot, because I just like the guitar on it mostly.
That album?
Yeah.
That's the first album, I think, with Kay.
Yeah, it is. She came in 84.
Yeah.
Got it down.
Man, yeah, I was going to say.
Well, who's the bass player on My War?
Oh, dang it. I'm trying to remember.
Well, it says on the album cover Dale Nixon, but in reality, it's... I'll tell you after some music.
Но сегодня до утра мы будем петь рок-н-ролл! Не пытайся понять, как меня зовут, гадать, как меня зовут, это полезный труд. Просто дай мне руку и иди со мной, и, возможно, ты поймешь, кто я такой. Я не знаю, что такого я в тебе нашел, но сегодня до утра мы будем петь рок-н-ролл! Хочешь быть со мной? Просто дай мне руку и танцуй под луной. И, возможно, ты поймешь, кто я такой. Я не знаю, что такого я в тебе нашел, но сегодня до утра мы будем петь рок-н-ролл. Penetration! There's a bass rumble! God damn it! Penetration! Yeah.
Apart from Pedro Show, that was From Coffee to Tequila by Cianicas Vasilis, a Greek cat. And before that, we had Brains by The Chemicals. I think they're Portland. And Des Trains ahead of that from Crabba. Crabba's a Montreal, Quebecois band. Ahead of that was Stooges live from September a few months ago in upstate New York with Penetration. And we started off with a band from Russia called Beer Season and a tune called If You Want To. So, Dale Nixon is the bass player listed on My War.
Huh?
And that's a nom de plume. You know nom de plume?
Mm.
That's in French. Pen name. Huh? Like an alias?
Oh, yeah.
Pen name? Craig Ginn.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Mostly.
Now you know.
Yeah.
He's been playing a lot of bass, I hear. He's got a few bands there in Taylor, Texas, and one of them mainly plays bass in.
I almost saw him play with one of his bands at Deep Piazza, but I had to leave.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, right, because of the age limit.
Yeah.
Stupid shit. They sell beers at baseball games, and
we got guys
young
getting
people
drunk
can
everywhere.
Go there, but you're not allowed to go to see music because there's... beers being sold there.
Yeah. Doesn't really make a difference.
No. Yeah, but so that limits your music.
Totally.
So like some of these places where you came in to play with us, you had to sneak, huh?
Yeah. It was like the only place was Harold's. So then it was Tri Art.
Maybe that's why they got the suspension of their liquor license.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but Danny Lou.
He's the man, huh?
Yeah.
Danny Lou.
He's been making a lot of all ages shows in Pedro, which is pretty good. There's going to be this one in January that's going to have On the Five and Stoned at Heart, I think.
It's Eva. She's bass player in that band.
Yeah, he's a total hero
Big
for jazz. Making
Where's
shit
that
going to
be?
I think the Sunken Skates. There's a warehouse thing
that's
in
where
the
it's
back,
be.
7th Street. So we're going to play there in February.
Nice.
Craig Bar
Ave. Yeah, you also just announced that you're going to play with Second Man and Deep Piazzas in February, huh?
The week before that gig for Craig Bar. Mm. We're at the end of the first hour, December 26, 2010. We're at the theater show. Hold tight for hour 2.
10:20. Showered. Got out
sorry
of
for the last
No, it's no problem.
Some
man
wanted to do another early one. Yeah, all you folks there, it's 11:05 a.m. We started.
What's up with
10 and a half.
Huh? Well, it's just Jeff.
December 26, 2010. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Thank you. Lot from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with Memory by Joaquin A. And yours truly on the bass. The little period between end of the Japanese, the third opera tour in November, and then the Yuka Honda Nels Klein wedding. I found myself in Tokyo at Professor Andy's pad for 5-6 days, and I got a chance to jam with the Joaquin A group, Brother Cat, Brother Ken, the Nucleus, but turned out to be like 13 musicians there, and it was a righteous time. Maybe 3 straight hours jamming with those cats. I loved it. Then we heard Secretary Song by the Go Team, something new from their album that comes out next month. Satomi from Deerhoof is doing the singing there. Miss Yuko, too, from Migu. I think she's buried in there somewhere. then we heard Hold Yourself by El May. And then two things that are going to be coming out on my label Clench Wrench. First was Joy Fuzz by Il Sogno de Marnaio, which is a trio I'm part of with Andrea Belfi, Stefano Paglia, two great Italian musicians. We made that album last year in Italy, and just got mastered as well as a Fourth Dose album. And we heard a song from that called Number 8 by Dose, starring Umbrito, Kay's little Bijon Fissé on the lead vocal there. Now we got Brother Matt Spin Cycle with special guests collaborating with him. Nick
on the drums, little hand drum things that Brother Matt supplied. Take it away.
Brother Matt.
Yes.
Okay, how about that adventure?
Oh, man, that was pretty funky. pretty funky train wreck there, but,
yeah.
Sorry about that. Keep you on your toes. Expanded your trip a little bit, Terry. You ever do anything like that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Have you, Nick?
Little.
You have drum circles at your school?
It's the Catholic school drum circle.
Well, actually, our school is trying to get a music program. There's a drum class, kind of. It's not like sets, but like big toms and like snares, and they bring sticks and stuff. But it's only mostly the little kids, like first through fifth graders.
Do you know what drum circles are?
You ever been to a Grateful Dead concert?
No.
You'd see a few of them out in the parking lot.
Yeah, if you
people get together and
hit Venice on the Sundays, I think. Venice on Sundays got the
big. Everybody's beaten.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't that the Sacred Grounds, like Wednesday's Drum Day or something?
They got the drum circles?
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Didn't Doze play there a while ago?
Doze, yeah. I saw Doze has played there many times.
I saw you play there. You signed my Second Man's Middle Stand album. First time I met you in Pedro.
It was there at Sacred Grounds?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it was where Nico's Pizza was.
Yeah, that album was pretty new when I saw you there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did some gigs there with the Money Mark and John Wicks. It was Pumpkin Heads.
Pumpkin Heads, cool.
That was the old building.
No.
No, I saw you at the old building, I think. Across from
Pumpkin Heads was the new.
But I saw Doze at the place.
Doze played both.
Across from Ship Shape Tattoo.
I heard.
Yeah, Doze played twice, but Pumpkin Heads played the new one. The new one, it's been there a number of years now. So, we had some kind of technical thing, and Nick actually went 31 minutes there, right, Brother Matt?
Yeah.
That was 30 minutes.
Yeah, powered. You powered the whole time.
Powered. But some technical thing. And
yeah, we both don't really feel too bad about that.
he's officially developed carpalitis now.
But we did it.
31 minute jam. That's like a Grateful Dead drum solo. That's, really
Allman Brothers stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what were you feeling, Brother Matt?
A little holiday funk, I guess.
A little choke?
Started from there, and then, they had a clam bake.
It
just turned into a big old clam bake after that. Train wrecks, they also call them.
Watt was into it. He was banging the low end on the love seat over there.
Yeah, it was definitely had the funkiness.
It's going crazy.
Yeah. That was the Jack Flanders.
In a chair.
In a chair.
I would have done better if I just hit stuff with my hands.
Yeah, me too.
Here's some tunes.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. What did we hear there? Oh, we heard some of this last week. This was Eclaz. That band in France that does the klezmer. And a tune called Balkan Hick. And after that, we heard Alexander Nakamura with Dois Três. He lives in Brazil, but ethnic Japanese. Dois is probably Portuguese for dos.
Yes.
And because I didn't mention dos, we played that song number eight. Dos is just two basses, for you people who don't know. Nick, you've seen Dos?
I almost saw him at the pizza place. Was that place All Ages?
Have you ever seen Dos?
No.
Almost.
Almost.
What
did.
Pizza place?
It was
Deep Piazza's?
No, somewhere in Long Beach.
Rock There's a pizza roll, place. Yeah,
pizza.
That ain't Long Beach. That's way up in the valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that All Ages?
What would you call it? Shit. It's up there where Perkins lives. It's near Reseda. Yeah, maybe Reseda. Yeah, it's All Ages. It's a pizza pad. But it's a hell ride. So I don't blame you for
I
that.
I
want to
see Hell Ride. I didn't
Hell Ride's going to be playing in Orange County, but at an Irish pub in a strip mall in Huntington Beach.
All right.
After Mr. Nakamura, we heard... did we have a drafting teacher named that? Yeah, Dotson.
Dana D.
Yeah.
You ever heard of a bass player named Toru Nakamura?
No.
He played on Buck Dharma's solo album, anyway, flat out.
Naka's a center?
Huh?
It's another word for the first kanji for China's name.
Oh. Anyway.
It's kind of a box like this with a stick through it. It means center, but I think their name actually means, like, center kingdom. Of course. And then we heard The Whackness by Shapes. And maybe, Brother Matt, that kind of summed up this spin cycle.
Yeah.
Some whackness.
We had some whackness.
There was a lot of whacking going on.
Yeah, yeah, some chowder. The chowder going.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm glad that
was it lost straight New England?
That's probably,
Bad a, was
probably
a, little,
a combo. A both.
Combo.
It was such a mess.
How many languages were rapping in there?
Yeah, we tried to represent much of the globe for the holiday season.
Didn't I hear some French?
Boxing Day, yeah, there was some French.
Some Prince?
French.
Prince.
Almost as Prince.
Yeah. It is Boxing Day.
Yeah.
In England, they call it Boxing Day. And it ain't like boxing fighting.
Manny Pacquiao.
It's like you... It's packages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they celebrate that in Canada, I think, too.
Because they they hung on a little more to the apron strings. Because I think it was like, for a time, you know, with some real strict kind of persuasions, Christmas, it was blasphemous to bring in the pagan stuff, so you had to wait for the next day to do the gifts.
Yeah, or they blended it in over time.
Yeah, but then they already got separated out, like, well, you know, we'll do the pagan the next day. Actually, I think the root of it is something called Saturnus,
which
is a very old...
Way pagan.
Right, and it would last a couple weeks and end up with burning the big Yule log. It meant the summer or spring was going to come someday, winter was going to be over, because the 21st is the shortest day, and then...
Start to be reborn. Starts to get
longer, right. So you can understand why that came about. Maybe. And maybe the blend ain't so unnatural. But when I was a boy, I always thought, I heard about Boxing Day, and I thought it was like, okay, let's throw the Gene Gossel. Enough of this nice stuff. Now we got to balance and get some yin for the yang, and start socking it up. It's the end of the second hour, December 26th, Boxing Day, 2010. Mark Pedro Show, hold tight for hours. December... 26, 2010. It's the third hour of the Watt from
Pedro. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Smith. I'm a private eye. And while I can tell you that, what I can't tell you is what I was doing on this dark, rainy street on the wrong side of the tracks. And I especially can't tell you what that giant octopus was doing in the street in front of me, wearing a fedora at that. Sure, the streets were wet, but a giant sea creature here on land and in this part of town, it didn't add up. You don't ask questions when a massive mollusk comes towards you, its breath reeking a squid. Now, I usually like squid when I'm sitting in a Japanese restaurant. But here on this dark, lonely street, its titanic tentacles gripping my throat, I was not so much in the mood for said aroma.
You better come with me. The boss wants to see you,
he said. Now when an oversized cephalopod grabs you and beckons you to go see the boss, you comply. Well, there he was, in a darkened warehouse space. The gargantuan mollusk in the corner. And I came face to face with the big man. Now you don't want to see the boss under any circumstances, you dig? Under any circumstances. But especially not with an immense octopus in the room eyeing you menacingly and breathing the odor of inky invertebrates in your general direction. Good thing I had a pouch of Big League Chew in my pocket. Everybody loves Big League Chew. I took a big handful and stuffed it in the gullet of the octopus, right underneath his beak. And as he began to chew the bubble gum, the pink bubbles started to emanate not only from his mouth, but also from his suction cups on his tentacles. He blew up like a giant pink balloon and floated higher, higher out of a hole in the ceiling and off to the moon. So it was just me and the boss. And I realized right then and there that with his protection gone, the boss was a mere puppet. And when I say puppet, I'm not being figurative. I'm being literal. A marionette puppet. Craning my neck up into the shadows, I saw on a rafter above a tiny mouse holding the strings of the marionette. Luckily, I had a rubber band in my back pocket. I pulled it out and shot it ceilingward at the solar plexus of the rodent, who plummeted to his dusty demise on the floor at my feet. He looked up, breathing his last gaspy breaths, and said,
"Avoid a life of crime and stay in school."
When a dying puppeteer mouse tells you to do that, you heed his words. I matriculated at Ohio State, got a master's in library science, and the rest, as they say, is history. So tell me, bub, do you want to pay your library fines now or later? Eventually, you gotta pay. We all gotta pay.
Bye. I was on TV. Swing ball and snooker combined in a board game. I'm sick and tired of all of these brain waves. I'm sick and tired of all of these brain waves. I'm sick and tired of all of these brain waves. I'm sick and tired of all of these brain waves. Brain waves.
Watch from Pedro show. Here we are, keep Nick away.
Big Kwanzaa celebration.
Big Kwanzaa beat down on the drum, beat him up. Right? When you do your jams with your buddy, do you play that long? At a time?
Little.
Or you take rest? Short bursts.
Take.
Let's tell the people what we start the third hour with. Night of the Cephalopod. Night of the Cephalopod. What is that, an octopus?
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah, it's a squid. Head-foot. Head-foot combo. Squids.
Like a squid.
Octopus. Squid.
Yes.
Okay, by the Fuxedos. That's a Fuxedo?
That's nice.
Fuxedo.
Special outfit.
Yeah, okay. And then we heard Just Can't Be Happy by Salon Music. Yeah, that's got to be one of the best band names. So, yeah, people call it Salon Music. But it was great too. And then Dragon's Den by Position Normal. This cat in England, Chris, sent me this song. I mean, I played a lot of Position Normal. I love that man. He told me it was based on some show he saw. He was all disappointed, like some Mersh Network show. He thought it was going to be a combination of some kind of Dungeons and Dragons thing. And
it was bunk.
Yeah, it ended up bunk, he said. But
he fired him. He got fired by bunkers.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, you got a tune out at least, Chris. And then we heard Leila Misriya by Hughes de Courson. We played some of him last week. Going on world
can.
Gets music from all over the place. Yeah, Nick. What do you think is good about music?
I think what's good about it is that there's a bunch that people, different kinds that people can listen to, and yeah, there's a lot of different instruments that people can get into. So they can have something else to do, and they can make a living out of it and just love it. There's also, because there's just, like, a bunch of different kinds, and most of the time it can make you feel motivated. Like, whenever you're, like, you can listen to this song, and you can just get this weird feeling, like, wow, that's awesome. That's fun. Mostly why I listen to music.
That's what's good about music. Yeah. Okay, what do you think, what's kind of wrong? Is there the things wrong with music nowadays? I say nowadays because you're probably a little more familiar with them than
I think that
the very old
most
days.
Music is really like listened to mostly because they think it's catchy sometimes, like, and mostly because the singer looks like is cute or something, and that's why it's mostly why they listen to the music. Like most people, I mean, I respect the kind of music that people listen to. I particularly don't really listen to pop that much, which is kind of like the music that's like mostly listened to at my school.
I know, what I meant was, like, if you could change something about music that you didn't like, what would you do? Not that you would do it, but just because some
big question.
Idiot asked you that. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question. Maybe.
Well, you were talking earlier about in your school they're trying to get a music program.
Yeah, well, we kind of do now.
You said it was for little kids. Oh,
yeah, it's mostly little kids.
So would you want to maybe bring music more into the school?
Yeah, I would like that.
Is that a problem? There's not enough music in the school?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So you said you're going to be going to a new school. Will they be having music there?
Yeah, they do a lot, like Peninsula. That's where I might go. They have a big music program, like a jazz band and everything. And, like, on their website, it's just a bunch of links. Like, if you go to the music, there's, like, a big page of links that says, like, how to get a band going, how to put yourself out there. It's stuff like that. I cannot, like, me and this guy, well, Victor, we've been playing, but we cannot find, it's so hard to find a vocalist or a bass player, and that's what we need. It's, like, been so hard. We made flyers, I made Craigslist posts, everything. But, like, nothing's happening.
Well, how long have you been trying?
About maybe 4 months.
4 months? Yeah, maybe it takes longer than that.
Yeah. But there's some guys that I know who just, like, meet each other. Well, he just graduated from high school, so... But he goes back to San Pedro. That's where he went. and tries to put up flyers around there. He goes to El Camino now.
What about gigs? Have you met people at gigs? Yeah, because they might be kind of into a similar music you are, since you're both at the same show.
That's a good idea. I could probably look. I could probably look into that. I'll try to get go to a lot more shows than Pedro and find some.
For you, gigs are tough because of those stupid liquor laws, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, Danny Lou, much respect for trying to get all ages shows going here in Pedro. The other thing might be a transportation problem.
Well, he could drive.
Well, he could take you.
Yeah, so.
Great.
Forgot about that.
Great. So what you'd like to see changed is, like, more music
it's
in
like,
the school.
It's mostly just sports in school. That's about it. Not even art or really anything. There is, but, like, it's, like, only during school time, and, like, it's only for an hour every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that's only for a select amount of kids.
Yeah.
And, like, it rotates. And there used to be a drama. Well, there is a drama program, but, oh, yeah, there is. Forget it.
But you haven't done it. I never did drama either.
I did it in, like, the fourth grade, yeah. Played...
Who'd
it was
play?
A Pinocchio play. I played the cricket, Jiminy Cricket.
You were Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of musical.
I did pretty good, actually.
If you rub the legs, you get them squeaks going. Kind of percussion section kind of trip.
Do you think there's more opportunities in other nearby communities, like school systems in, like, say, Torrance and Pedro, Long Beach, probably?
Yeah.
Actually, he's at a Catholic school. He's not in a school system. Here, let's listen to more music. What from Pedro show. We just heard Japrona. No, Japorna. J-A-P-O-R-N-A. Japorna. By the Netherlands, which has got Timo Ellis. I got to play with Timo in New York City. He's part of that little collective there, Uganda. Yeah, so I'm on her birthday and stuff. He came on stage and played. A great cat. Before that, we had Massa by Adebisi Schenk. Adebisi Schenk's an Irish band that I got to tour with in October, November.
Oh, they sounded really cool in your diary.
They are. They're a great band. They're out of Dublin. Massa, actually, sound man, Masayuki, conked at his folks' house in Niigata. I met him actually in the 2008 tour, and his mom made me the most righteous chow. I said, go ahead, breakfast. So they named a song after him. He's a beautiful man. He's the one closest to my age, maybe early 40s. I was on the whole trip. These guys had a BC Schenk in their 20s. You can play like motherfuckers. Great, great band. And fun guys. I just saw Lara at the... He was at the Altamar party in England. And I can't wait to play with them again. Before that, we had Fool Evolved by Bygones. Bygones is a proj between Nick from Terramelos. Terramelos was another band I toured before Adebisi Schenk came on that Japanese Third Opera tour. Terramelos from Sacramento was on, and Nick has a side project with the drummer of Godhead Silo. His name's Zach, and they call this thing Bygones, and that was a tune called Fool Evolved. He's pretty incredible. Another guy in his 20s. Can play like a motherfucker. And users like, he's up there with Nels with like
all the toys and gadgets.
toys, accoutrements. Before Fool Evolved, had the Atomic Sherpas with Bootjack Shuffle. Atomic Sherpas, Vince Maroney from Pair of Pliers, I had with him and Tom Watson, and he was also part of the crew of Flying Saucer with Nels Klein, Mike Poison. And then we started off with Fatso Jensen doing Jolting Tales of Tension. Fatso Jensen, Mario Lala, his brother too, last week, 2 days before my birthday, but got to play with him at in Sierra Madre where Mario runs a cafe, 322. And it was very nice. Man, there was a weird movie they were playing behind us while we were doing the gig called Forbidden Zone. You know about this movie?
Oh, well, like, yeah. I've
Danny Elfman, and he's the little devil guy, and his brother did it, and it's the most weird, made in the early 80s. The only paid guy was the, what's his name? The Mr. Rorick's mouse?
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Herb Villaches. Yeah, he told you about how he spent his money.
He made a little people in it.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were a little person, you could go. Everything was little. Chairs, the pads were all little. And if you were a little person, you could go stay at this, like, resort. I think it was in Hawaii for free. It was totally for free. They were called the Stay Free Mini Pads.
Nice.
Boom. Come on, where's that rim shot, Nick?
It was part of?
What show?
It was called Fantasy Island. It might be before your time. It was in the 70s, and it was some lame-ass shit about...
Yeah, it took off here in Pedro.
This guy, Ricardo Montalban, played a character named...
Mr. Rourke.
Mr. Rourke, and he would be the wish granter. And what it was that what the people wanted, they thought they wanted, actually turned up, bitch-slapped him to teach him a lesson about the fuck's up.
Yeah, my brother's... My buddy's brother was Isaac.
Oh,
bartender,
wow.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like the bartender.
Yeah, Tin Lan.
No, I thought that was Love Boat.
That's Love Boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, wrong.
Same time period.
And same, I think it's... No, I think same. I think it's Aaron Spelling. They're both his...
Yeah, it's the same
projects.
Formula.
You could tell
my
bad.
Little Midget was named Tattoo, and he'd always announce the arrival of the new guest.
Yeah. Small person.
They'd
come
in.
That's her village.
Yeah,
what kind of... What was his favorite M&M's?
The plane.
Oh, God. And another rim shot, Nick. Come on, man. But, yeah, he'd announce the plane coming in. The plane, boss.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Maybe it's time.
Herb Villaches.
Yeah, he already
I used to see him at the Playboy Club all the time.
He was in a James Bond movie, too.
Let's play some music before the trivia drowns us.
Yeah.
What from Pedro show. Last bunch of music. We just heard Dope Fish by Weird Machine. Before that was Freak by Twee. And CRHN. I think Twee is T-W-E. Twee? Because they're French, man. Maybe you say Twee. And Weird Machines, kind of mysterious. I think they're from the U.S. So. Before the Twee, we heard CRHN, which is by Murat Gook, and this is a cat in Turkey.
Wow.
And we started off with Crack of Dawn by Hard, and I think that's SoCal. And he's having to use a drum machine. His drummer died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's using a drum machine. He keeps going, making the music. And have you ever used a drum machine yet?
My old guitar player did. He had it, like, downloaded on his pedal.
Have you ever used a drum machine, Nick?
No.
So what kind of kit do you have?
But you're hip to pewters.
Yeah.
You just don't make music with them. I'm kind of like that, too.
Like Garage Band on Macs and stuff like
you
that.
You use it to record, but you don't use it as an instrument.
No.
Like, it's because some cats get into that, especially the keyboard guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you recording now?
No, not really. I used to, though. But, I have a my set right now is a Ludwig accent combo. It's black, and I think it's like a four-piece with the toms, and then I have, like, a splash, two crashes, and a ride on the hi-hat.
A healthy kit.
Yeah. What about blisters on the hands? You ever get those?
I used to a lot. When I first started playing, because like they say, you don't get them as much when you play a lot. And like one time, I like.
Well, what happens? They get tougher.
Yeah, I didn't play for like a long time, and then I started to like get them a lot.
So you're not gonna do that again.
No.
You keep playing.
That's why I keep playing that whole.
Same thing with that. My fingers used to get so blistered and cut up. Now, nothing. They're like moccasins. You don't want them real rough because those pads break off, but you need some thickness. I know a lot of drummers have a lot of pain and hurt from blisters. So you don't get them anymore. That's great.
One time I got this really bad pain, mm-hmm. and I had to, if I took it off for like 1 second, because I had to ice it, and if I took it off, it would hurt so bad. It was the worst pain in my
hand. Well, Nick, think about your hands, your fingers especially. This is where how you get your touch, all your sensitive stuff.
Yeah, it was like right here. It's so bad.
Sometimes it's just from the way you hold the sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
What I've learned, if something hurts, change.
Yeah.
To a kind of behavior where it don't hurt. Because as life comes on, it's going to change.
Yeah.
Body is going to change, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm so so glad about your music journey. I'm so inspired by it.
Yeah, very impressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really righteous. I was 13 when I met Dee Boone, and I started on my music thing. So kind of a little parallel. It's really good, and you got a spirit that makes me feel that you really want to do it.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. I really admire that. It makes me want to try on it.
Yeah, dig on the diverse musical background and how you're digging deeper.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen like everything now.
Listen, and then also do.
Yeah.
Composing will come. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Skipper Jeff, thanks for coming by.
Yes, definitely. And happy Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm.
Happy to be here.
Box Day.
And Brother Matt, thank you for your always essential aid and abet. It's been the December 26, 2010, Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah. Okay.